Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, when angry, disengage. Here we go. Today, we're going to do something very different for the very first time.
First time.
Mark's not going to be on the podcast. So everybody, it's just me and Danny. I shouldn't just say just because, well, I have Danny Martin on here and you know that is in fact a treat.
This is what it sounds like. Today, you're in for a treat. It's Mike and Danny.
There you go. And it's too bad Mark is not on this cast because Mark often says, you know, breathe in, breathe out, move on. Right? And that's, and for those of you who don't know, and Danny knows this because she's a big Jimmy Buffett fan in the last 8 years, I have become a Jimmy Buffett fan, not quite a parrot head, but I've become a Jimmy Buffett fan as a function of Danny and Mark primarily.
Being around us.
That's right. You know, so we're going to talk about getting angry, and we all get angry every once in a while. Some of us, you know, high D's, they get angry
to do it more,
a little bit more than high S's, but we all do it. Even high S's get angry every once in a while. And when you're feeling angry, we recommend you disengage from conversations with your directs and give yourself to, as Danny and Mark like to say, breathe in, breathe out, move on.
Right, because the problem is not being angry. We're not going to tell you don't get angry or you're wrong to feel anger. Anger is a normal human emotion. So it's okay to be angry. It's not okay to engage in behaviors that we often associate with being angry. It's not okay to speak in anger to your directs. So that's what we're going to talk about.
That's right. So we're going to start off with talking about behavior, right? Never speak in anger to your directs. Never. Just don't. It's unprofessional. Number two, being angry is okay. As Danny just said, it's okay. We're human. It's okay to feel anger. It's just not okay to express it. Number three, boss anger is way worse than most people realize. You have a big sign on your forehead, if you don't know it, that says you're the boss. And when you express anger, it is absolutely magnified.
Yeah.
And then four, we're human. We make mistakes. And there are times that we're angry, we're in a conversation, and we need to engage. And so we're going to suggest some ideas about disengaging with a trusted phrase when you find yourself in the situation where you're angry and you know the conversation shouldn't continue.
Excellent. So the first step is never speak in anger to your directs. It's just unprofessional, guys. I mean, we have all done it.
Really?
Oh, you've done it? Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I have.
Okay. And you're still a good manager. So, okay. So, folks, let yourself off the hook. We've all done it.
We've all done it. I have a story that I often share with folks at conferences that does not paint me in a good light at all. It's a moment from my career that I am not proud of. And I was angry and I indulged my anger, and in the long run, it was not wise.
Yeah, and that's a great word, actually, indulging, because that's in fact what you're doing, because you can get away with it. You know, if our directs spoke to us like that, they wouldn't get away with it, right? But
No. We're
the boss, and so we get away with stuff, right? You know, it's the same reason our directs, you know, laugh at our jokes. Our jokes aren't funny.
We're not funny.
We're just the boss, right? And so we get away with telling poor jokes, and we get away with expressing anger because our role as a boss insulates us from the repercussions.
You know, just like you don't like when your boss talks in anger to you, our directs don't like it when we do it to them. But because we're the boss, because we have that sign, our directs hide that from us. They hide their reaction and their response. And, you know, they think that part of their role as our direct is, oh, I have to tolerate this poor behavior from my boss, this diatribe, because my boss has that sign. Every one of us has probably had a boss who has done it to us, and our directs have probably had previous bosses who have done it to them. Does not make it right, though.
It doesn't. Yeah. And so folks, don't think that they're not going home and talking to their spouse about your quote-unquote anger problem, right? I mean, they're not saying it to your face. It doesn't mean they don't resent it and it's not having an impact. There are repercussions. They're just hiding them from you.
We're big on behaviors here at Manager Tools, right? So what are the behaviors we're talking about? We're talking about don't raise your voice. Pay attention to the tone of your voice. It's the volume of your voice. It's also the tone that you are speaking to your directs in. You may not realize that your anger. You might not think you're angry. You may not describe yourself as angry in that moment.
You're just being animated, right?
Yeah, just passionate. That's the word I hear from a lot of folks, right? But look, if you raise your voice, if you get louder, your directs will probably think that you are in fact angry. And they pay attention to your tone of voice. And they use that tone, they interpret that tone to evaluate what their manager is talking to them about, is saying to them at that moment.
That's right. Yeah. If you're quiet, my kids know that when I'm angry. Now, okay, it's a bad analogy because your directs are not the equivalent of kids. So let's make that clear. But when I get angry, I get quiet. I lower my voice. The pitch of my voice decreases. I speak softly. But there is a tension in my voice that's pretty clear,
right,
that I'm angry. And your folks, the same thing with your directs. Now, you know, also it's tone, it's body language, it's facial expressions. There's lots of behavior associated with being angry. And you got to watch all that.
You know, as we said at the beginning, high Ds probably get angry more. But this is also why those of you that are high Ds, this is why other people describe you as angry when you don't think of yourself as being angry, because high Ds tend to talk in louder voices. And we tend to have facial, and by the way, guys, I'm talking about me, I'm a high D, high I. We tend to have facial expressions where we lower our eyebrows, we scrunch our eyes a little bit. We don't smile as much.
You make big gestures by sticking your hand in somebody's chest. Right.
Slashing motions with our hands. And those behaviors, whether you're angry or not, they are perceived by other people as you being angry.
That's right. And high S's, luckily for you, when you're angry, it's not perceived as poorly as it is for high D's, because your behaviors aren't as suggestive as anger.
Yes.
Matter of fact, sometimes high S's, like, it takes me a while, like, oh, he's angry. I gotta pay attention to that. So we didn't mention a whole bunch of behaviors, but there's one in particular, folks, that you just can't do, and that's cursing. Everything you do as a boss is magnified, and cursing, particularly when you're angry, is a huge red flag.
Yeah, Mark has been pretty clear, pretty transparent in sharing this with folks that, you know, that this is one of his weaknesses. I think he had a New Year's resolution about not cursing in front of audiences at conferences.
I think he's been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
In Mark's defense a little bit, it comes from, you know, years of leading troops in the 1980s. And in that time, you know, we cursed a lot. That was kind of the way, that's kind of the way we talked. And both he and I have done a particularly poor job of unlearning those bad lessons, you know, over the last 30 years or so. So now his mother would also say it's a sign of his illiteracy, but
which he is definitely not illiterate.
Yeah, he's not. But, you know, Mark would be the first to tell you that when he curses, he knows he sounds illiterate, right? It's unprofessional.
And the problem is that it further emotionally charges the comments that you're making as a boss. It amplifies the anger, any anger that you're expressing.
That's right. Well, and the last thing you need to do as a boss is amplify that, right?
Your
role power is already a huge amplifier. Now, of course, why are you cursing? You're cursing because you want to amplify, right? You want to make the point. It's just a bad choice on your part.
Good. So next, never threaten your directs. Your directs will think you are angry if you threaten them with any type of punishment or consequence. So, you know, hey, if this happens again, I'll fire you. That's probably the most extreme example. It's the first one that came to my head. But again, guys, not a good idea to threaten your directs.
Yeah, it's silly. And you particularly wouldn't want to say that when you're angry, because you won't do it. And so your credibility just goes way down. Now, how about, okay, don't make a threat or, you know, talk about consequences, but how about feedback? And I mean, there are consequences to our directs' poor behavior.
Yeah.
So what's the distinction here we're making between feedback and expressing consequences as a threat?
Because in feedback, we don't deliver the feedback in any way that would give any indication that we're angry. In fact, we tell, not only that, but we don't give feedback if we're angry. We tell people at conferences and in the cast, if you are angry at that moment, then do not give the feedback, because the anger will come out. It will come out in your tone. It will come out in your facial expressions. And the feedback model will feel like punishment to them because of the anger that they are interpreting.
Folks, to your directs, your expression of anger is a punishment.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, when you act angry with your, when you get angry with your directs, that is your intent. I mean, literally, that's what you're doing. You're beating up emotionally to try to get some change in behavior, and it's punishment. And if you've been to our conference, you listen to our podcast, you know that punishment doesn't work.
Punishment does not get people to change their behavior. It just causes them to avoid punishment in the future.
That's right.
Which means if Mike is my boss and he has gotten angry and punished me, right, and I felt punished because of that anger, and I mess up, then I'm probably not going to come to him and tell him I messed up, because I don't want to get punished again. So I'm going to do everything I can to hide any mistakes I made so that I don't get in trouble and get punished again. Which is, as a manager, is the last thing you want. I ask people at conferences, whenever we talk about this, we talk about feedback. You want your directs to come to you as soon as there's a problem, right? As soon as there's an issue, you want to know so that you can help fix it and mitigate it. And any behavior of yours as a manager that causes your directs to delay telling you stuff, I think, in fact, we have a podcast on that about what to say when your directs give you bad news, right? The first thing you say is thank you, because you want them to tell you bad news as soon as possible. And being angry will discourage them from coming to you in the future.
That's right. It's amazing the amount of effort that will go into an organization and the amount of the changes that will happen throughout the organization, all in the attempt to stop the boss from being angry. If the boss is angry all the time, there is so much energy put into avoiding that, you know, the real work of the organization, the important work of the organization, suffers as a result.
Absolutely.
Is it okay for a manager to express anger about another direct with a different direct?
Oh gosh.
I know. Look, these are the softballs I throw out there. This is my role. I throw them out there. See if you can hit it.
Let me take a swing. No.
Okay. Good job. Well done.
No. If you express anger about a direct to one of their peers, you will make them feel uncomfortable. They will feel uncomfortable at some level, because that your quote unquote boss anger is being directed towards one of their peers. There's a little bit of a feeling of, oh gosh, there, but for the grace of God, go I, right? This week it's my peer.
Tomorrow it's me.
And next week it's me. Yeah.
Yeah. What is she saying about me to Joe, right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. So folks, it's pretty clear right now, as we're addressing behavior, it is okay to be angry. You will get angry. We're all humans. What we're talking about is expressing it is not okay.
Right. So that's the second point. Being angry is okay. Expressing it, not okay. There's a huge difference between feeling angry and acting on the anger. And we tell clients this all the time. You can think something, but there's a big difference between thinking it, saying something, and doing something. So the problem is not being angry. In fact, there's a lot of, you know, HR has said over the years, there's no place for anger in the workplace. And that's just flat out wrong. There is a place for anger in the workplace.
In your head.
In your head.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it needs to stay. You can be angry in your head. That is absolutely fine. What HR ought to be saying is, there's no place at work for expressing anger.
That's right.
That's really the important point.
We get angry and sometimes we have a need to get it off our chest. Is expressing that anger to a close associate or friend okay?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. You know, if you're on good terms, you've got some colleagues who you're pretty friendly with, surely at some point they will reciprocate and come and do a little venting. This is not in the show notes, so Mark didn't write this. I would add a caveat to that, or just a, not even a caveat, but a, you know, be careful about who you pick to vent to. You don't want to pick a peer or a colleague who you don't trust who might use that venting against you in the future. I have had that happen to me. So
yeah.
Be careful there.
Yeah, be smart. Yeah, and we say close associate. I mean, Close. Because it can come back to haunt you.
Absolutely.
So folks, the point of this whole thing is just get out of your head the idea that you're not allowed to feel anger. You are. We're human. It's a natural consequence of the human condition. And let yourself off the hook. You can feel anger. You just can't express it. Or we recommend, you can with poor results, right? What we're suggesting is you don't express it, particularly with your directs.
If you want to be effective, keep it in your head.
Yeah. And if you don't want to be effective, then you can just stop right now and ignore all this advice.
But you wouldn't be listening to Manager Tools if you didn't want to be effective.
That's right. So let's talk about our third point. Because as the boss, your anger is different than anybody else's. And it's way worse than you probably realize. And, you know, to yourself, you're just you. You're just, you know, I'm just Mike. You know, it's like, I'm talking, if Maggie's working for me, I'm talking to Maggie. I get angry with my friends. Mark and I get angry at each other. And we're just, you know, it's just part of us being us. Well, with your directs, it is different. When you're angry, you think it's going to pass, right? I'm angry right now. 5 minutes from now, I'll be over. No big deal.
Right. Because you know you, and you know, yeah, I'm angry right now, but I've been angry before and it goes away pretty quickly. And so it's not a big deal. That's the story that you tell yourself in your head.
Right. And you're angry about the situation. I'm not angry at this person. The person was involved in the situation, but I'm just angry. I'm not angry at a person, or I'm not ascribing some intent to an individual. Your directs don't feel that way. That's not how they see it. They don't know that 5 minutes from now, it's going to be over. They think that in your head that this is going to be a mark against them for some period of time, and sometimes
forever.
A long period of time. yeah, maybe forever.
Again, I think it's the sign at work. You know, I often remind myself of a story or of an experience between Mark and I. Now, this is not anger because he was not angry with me, but I remember my first 6 months or so with Manager Tools, I messed up pretty bigly. Pretty bigly? That's not
pretty
even
bigly?
A word.
Okay.
Pretty bigly. I messed up pretty
good.
Big. I make up words. You know, and he talked to me about it and I was really upset. He was not angry at all. I want to be clear. He was totally cool about it.
But you thought he was. In your head, he was, right?
Probably a little bit because of the sign, right? Mm-hmm. Just because he was my boss, not because of anything he was doing. And, about a year and a half later, we were chatting about something and I said, oh yeah, I remember, that reminds me about that mistake I made, you know, about a year ago. And he just looked at me and totally did not comprehend why. He said, what mistake are you talking about? And I kind of was like, oh, remember I did this thing. And he said, I have no clue what you're talking about. And I just laughed because I thought this was such a huge thing for me because it was one of the very first big serious mistakes I made. And it was like a watershed moment for me in my career at Manager Tools. And you don't even remember, right? But in my head, I totally remembered. And I will probably never forget. And that's the sign, right? To him,
right.
It was just like, look, Danny, you messed up, right? And moved on. And you know, I did a lot of good stuff after that. But in my mind, you know, I kept that. And guys, he wasn't angry with me. He didn't raise his voice. He didn't do any of those other things. But we, as directs, we hold on to that stuff. And so if you're doing something like that, if you're talking to directs about that they messed up, and then you add on top of it that you're engaging in angry behaviors, you're raising your voice and you're cursing, you know, or you got a tone, you got some narrowed eyes and frowning, it's just going to make it even worse. They're going to hold on to it forever.
Right. And they're going to believe that you're going to hold on to it forever.
Yeah.
And whether they know the science behind it or not, they're smart, because that is the way memory works, right? We remember things that we have strong emotions attached to. If we're feeling extremely happy during a particular event, we tend to remember those things. Similarly, if we're very angry during a particular event, we remember that event. So for good reason, they believe when you express anger, that you are going to remember that, and probably at a time when it's not to their advantage, like next time you're angry, or during performance reviews, or any
right.
number, you know, during the steel cage death match. So for good reason, they believe that when you're expressing anger, that it's going to negatively impact them, even though you believe it's just for the moment. That's not how they see it.
To you, it's just a passing frustration, right? And as managers, we think, oh, surely they know that, you know, we're working hard on this relationship and, you know, I don't intend to throw you away over this one event, but directs wonder.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
The best word to describe the effect of managers expressing anger to directs is corrosive. And the definition of corrosive is causing someone or something to become weak or damaged.
Well,
that's powerful.
Yeah, that makes me feel really good. I want to be corrosive with my directs.
Corrosive, right? Can we really, as managers, tolerate ourselves getting angry at a direct and making them feel weak and damaged after we have spent time and invested in the relationship and built the trust from the one-on-ones?
Yeah, I can't.
Probably
I
not.
Can't imagine that to be true. You know, I was recently I was speaking to a friend of mine who's in the mental health field. And she was saying that for every negative conversation with somebody, one charged with negative emotions, it takes 100 positive ones to overcome it. So the emotional bank account is 100 to 1. If you have an angry conversation with a direct and you express anger, it's going to take 100 positive emotion-filled interactions to overcome it.
To get back to neutral, to get back to where you were, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, so we'll see. If you do a one-on-one every week, we'll say you're really good at one-on-ones, that they're positive. That's two years of one-on-ones to overcome that one angry conversation.
So probably does not make it a very good ROI for you as a manager in your time to give into that moment of anger, knowing that it's going to take that much time to get back to where you were.
Yeah.
Not a good return on
that. Yeah, so next time you want to express angry emotions, think of that 100-to-1 ratio. And then you go like, okay, not a good ROI.
Not good, right? Do I want to spend 2 years? Do I want to have 100 more conversations to make up for this one angry one? No.
Yeah, no.
So what do? We're angry. We feel anger. It's okay to be angry. We don't want to express the anger in the moment. So what's the solution?
Disengage. Step away. Just walk away from the moment. Literally, physically walk away.
Remove yourself.
And you need a way to do that. Our brains don't operate at their peak optimum state when we're angry, right? So you have to have a solution that you can pull from, right? And that is disengaging with a trusted phrase.
And probably for all of us, that phrase is going to be a little bit different. So, you know, think about it. Come up with something that you like, that sounds like you, that you think you could remember and use in the heat of the moment when the adrenaline is going and all of those, that fight or flight instinct starts kicking in, right? What's something that you can go to without thinking? But if you don't have your own, we have a couple suggestions that we have found work really, really well. The first one is, hey, can we talk about this later? Look, if it makes you feel a little better, you can always add on to that. I'm really sorry, but something has come up, or I've just realized I got to take care of something. Can we talk about this later? I just remember something I've got to get taken care of.
This would be like those little white lies, right? A white lie in the sense of a lot of folks will add those kind of things. It just makes it a little less in your face. Like, I'm angry at you, therefore right. I'm walking away. And so this is one of those white lies. And, you know, frankly, our directs in those situations, they're happy for the way out, right? Yeah. They can't really defend themselves terribly well. They recognize you're angry, and the fact that you're walking away is a relief to them.
Absolutely. For the high C's out there who might be thinking, oh, white lie. I don't want to lie. I want to be honest, right? I always think of white lies as being for the purpose of saving the other person's feelings.
That's right. Mrs. Jones asked you when you go over for dinner, so how'd you like the peas?
They were fantastic.
Yeah, the high C. Yeah, they're crap. They're worst peas I've ever had. I'm sorry, Mrs. Jones. Just being honest. Just gotta be honest. Okay, high C's.
Right.
You wouldn't do that.
No. And the difference between a white lie and a full out lie is that a full out lie, the intention is to serve yourself. The white lie, the intention is to serve the other person, right? And in this moment, your directs are noticing that you're getting angry. they are uncomfortable in that situation, they will likely be very happy to have you say, hey, I'm so sorry, I got to go take care of something, even if they know it's not totally true.
That's right.
That you're saving them the discomfort of that moment.
That's right. You know, one I particularly like is, you know, now's not a good time to discuss this for me. And I guess why I like it, and, you know, the discerning direct's going to pick it up, is I'm acknowledging that I'm aware of my emotional state, right? I'm saying to my direct, like, I'm starting to feel angry. It's not good. And I value our relationship such that we need to have this conversation later on.
Yeah. And again, a professionally mature direct, I think, will recognize in their manager somebody who is self-aware enough to say that.
That's right. They know you're human just like they know they're human, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Some other good ones might be something like, hey, can we revisit this later? Or I think it's best for us to revisit this later. Those are good. And if you're feeling like you actually need to physically remove yourself from the situation, you could say something like, I'm just going to have to step away here. I'd rather not say anything rash. I'd rather not say something that I'm going to regret later.
Do you think that sounds maybe to some people a little too obvious?
I think it is obvious. But again, I think at this point, your direct is probably going to have already picked up on the fact that you're feeling a little angry, that there's some tension.
Right. So why beat around the bush? Why not just acknowledge it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, again, I think to your point, Mike, some managers might say, well, this sounds a little weak. Like I'm incapable of controlling myself. I'm incapable of controlling my emotions. I encourage you to think of it this way. It also says, regardless of how I feel right now, how you are going to respond is important to me as well, as just as important to me as how I'm feeling. And I would rather just cut my losses now on your behalf for you.
Yeah.
I think that's powerful.
And it's respectful, right? It's respectful. Absolutely. Of the other individual. And that's it, folks. This is not a complicated cast. If you're a high D or you've ever, ever had any kind of suggestion at all that you express too much anger, you need to pay attention to this. For those of you in that situation, this can make a huge difference in your effectiveness with your directs. And if you're a high D, you're probably not as attuned to it as you could be. It's something worth thinking about.
Absolutely.
So, to wrap up, never speak in anger to your directs. It's okay to be angry. The only issue is with the expression of that anger. And your anger as a boss is much worse than you think it is. And have a backup plan. You know, have a way, a trusted phrase that you can use to disengage with your directs.
A go-to. And figure out what that phrase is before you're in the situation.
There you go. For professional managers, anger, folks, it's a non-starter. It's inappropriate. It's unprofessional. We can come up with 10,000 words to describe it. You can ruin months and months of hard work at building a relationship with your directs through one-on-ones, through feedback, through all the things we've talked about on Manager Tools, and you can kill it all with one ill-considered outburst.
So, as Jimmy Buffett says, breathe in,
breathe out,
move on.
All right. Thanks, Danny. That was fun.
Thanks, Mike.
Enjoyed it.
This is a lot of fun.
All righty. We'll see you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. So long.